Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. Ah, I don't know what to call this show today, man. If you listen to the last time this brother was on this show, he kind of hinted to the battle rap community that, yo, this might be time for him to, you know, hang up his jersey and everything like this, man. I read his IG post today. I kind of felt a lot of things he said on his IG post. Before I plug the brother on here, I want to use the word respect. We're going to use the word respect today, y'all. I can't speak for you young niggas, but when I've been watching a nigga for damn near a decade in front of YouTube, from interviews, from coming on my show, to music, to battles, to some of the craziest lines in battle rap history, my Rushmore talk, we got to give this man his fucking respect. You niggas take your haterade and move your ass from my head. Listen, you're not doing none of that shit today, all right? When I heard this nigga tell Arsenal, I ride up. Now I'm walking in pretty shit. No pun wave, blackface, nappy dress, swag of a Jersey native? What the fuck are we talking about here, my nigga? I ride up on this nigga while he's chilling on the weekend, creeping, seat back. I ain't look like I'm anemic. And to watch Jadakiss, Fendi, Grass, My Song, Stally, all these brothers look crazy when he said that line, bro. When he told Miles off this battle shit, they compare me to the great Shirley. The difference between me and Jay-Z, he ashamed of his age, but Ava be embracing that 40. Show some goddamn respect today, man. Bro, what's good, my nigga?
Hey, what's up with y'all? That was great. And it's crazy, as I'm listening to it, I don't even remember. Like, when you're saying those things, I'm like, I remember that, but I don't remember it. Because this shit
bring
is
all
so
that
much
beef
more
you want,
to me.
Get that whopper frame, act reckless, shack reckless. You can't stop the rain. What you told me? You told Briz you went to martial arts, me too, but it's not the same. Two arms, me kick niggas a crane. Come on, bro. You gave me too much bars for years, my nigga. You're not doing that. We celebrate today. It's bittersweet for me because, like I said, you kind of hinted to us, this is where you're going. And I guess for me, I guess the first question I have, is it really over, bro? Is it really, you really hanging the jersey
up? It's definitely. Money is not going to bring it back. The universe told me, I need you to take your hands off that and put your sword down. I need you over here. So I listen to the things I hear in my head. Like, I don't run from them. If I hear something, I just go with it. And that's just what it is. Like, so, you know, like I said, like, it's nothing else to prove. I did everything you could do. But it's the, like, I've dealt with so much different shit. And like I told you before, like, if I could do it again, I wouldn't. There's no way I would do this shit again. Like, if I could go back 12 years, I would erase this part of me. I would.
You would have quit on. You would have erased everything.
If I could go back 12 years and delete this 12-year run, I would erase that part of my life.
I don't like that.
Because
I'm going to cut you off respectfully. Niggas don't like when I cut you off because they want to hear you talk, and I respect that. But this kind of reminds me of 50 Cent said, he didn't like his G-Unit era. He didn't like the G-Unit era. Like, how the hell you cannot like the G-Unit era? How could you not like the... This is what molded you. This is what made you a household name. This fur that we saw.
It definitely did. But see, Sid, the reason why I can embrace that is because, like, I didn't turn after this shit. I was always the same person I was. So I can kind of be a little more lenient to certain things. So with me, like, it's the parts that come along with it, what it does to you mentally, what it does to you in your real life, like the jealousy, the anger, the hate, which causes you to walk around on pins and needles with every human being. Like, what you say? What do you mean by that? I carried that spirit on me for a long time, and now I just want to be fully at peace. I don't want to even deal with none of that. I'm not gonna deal with none of that. But this shit does. It creates so many different problems, because a lot of times people didn't understand what I had to go through because I couldn't cry about it. I had to keep moving. And it's 10 times harder when you're not embraced. It's 10 times harder. Not that I mind or anything like that, but it's just 10 times harder. So I gave that culture 12 years. I gave that culture 12 years of my life. The rest of the time going to be for me in peace. Yeah, I looked up and I said, you know what? My youngest boy about to be 11. And I said, damn, when I came out, you were a baby. I don't got $1 million. It's time to let this shit go. It's time to let this shit go. Because if I dedicate 12 years of my life to something and I don't got $1 million, I need to get away from this shit. Like, nobody, like, that doesn't even make sense. But for some people, it does. People that don't have anything going outside of battle rap or any other opportunities to do anything else, that's all they have. That's why they become so protective of it. And it's so negative because that's all they have. But for me, I want to be wealthy. I want my last name to mean shit, like Denzel Washington or like Jay-Z. I want my shit. I want kids that I'll never be able to touch to never have to think. That's my purpose. Yeah, I made countless money out of battle rap. Yeah, but if I don't got $1 million right now, then I'm wasting my time, man.
But Verb, I can't count your pockets, so, but you've never really been the brother to really speak about money like a lot of other battle rappers. You don't flash money on the gram.
No, because
that paper, nigga. I mean, you're always fresh. You're always fresh and everything.
Well,
but you're not,
well, one, reason, Yeah, look, one reason why I do that is because I want to keep it. So I don't know what y'all talking about. No, I don't got it. Leave me alone. Like, this culture is like, it's just no, I mean, for me, as far as from what I'm seeing, it's becoming, like, chaotic to me. So it's just like, and nothing wrong with that. I'm not even, look, however y'all play, how y'all play. I'm just going to ruin myself in the chaos because I've dealt with too much chaos, too much of it. You know what I'm saying? Just for being a good rapper, or just for being able to do this. But those things have opened other doors for me, and I got to master arts and other things so I can move on to the next part of my life. You know what I'm saying? So this part of my life, I've mastered that part. I did all that shit through hate. I didn't do that shit through love. I didn't do that shit through being embraced. No, I did that shit through fire. I walked through fire every single time. And you know that. You know that about, you've been a part of this for a long time. The people that just got here,
yeah,
they don't know. I've had hate 90% of my time. 90% of my time, it's been smoke. Like, it's always some shit. And it's like, well, it's just what it is. So I, go ahead.
No, I'm going to ask you about the word chaos verb. You think it's more chaotic now compared to when you came in, though, when it was the Midwest movement against New York and everything?
Well, see, the Midwest movement.
When it was more chaotic,
New York,
when y'all was having
that
small
that
battles.
No, that was, but look, that was sport. That was sport, and that was dope because it's like, okay, we on this side, y'all. Like, that was sport. It was supportive.
Right.
It was all that. Now it has became to the point where everybody is fighting over crumbs. And it's like, y'all fighting over some crumbs. And look, what I said was like, okay, it's a place. I don't live my life based on destruction. I don't live my life based on chaos no more. I don't. So when there's something chaotic or something negative, they're going to embrace it. They're going to embrace that shit. Yes. Something positive, it's no word. So therefore, it's like I'm the fool coming in the chaos. No, I'm just going to step away from you. Salute the culture and step away and let y'all hear y'all game. There's no reason to still be angry or hate or stop me behind the scenes or hate on me with this person. No point. Like, it's just like, no. Like, I don't. Yeah.
What do you say to the people that said that you did? But Verb, what do you say to the people that might say, Verb, you did embrace the hate? You were one of the few battle rappers
that
embraced
it. Look, the hate. Listen, don't get this fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. It got nothing to do with hate, man. No. Listen, hate is a part. Like, everybody, you got to have a Reggie Miller in the garden. I'm him. I'm good with that.
Right.
I ain't never complained. Okay, it is what it is. Let's rock. Look, because hate only fueled me through my whole journey. That's what it did. It was a harder weight to lift, but I lift that bitch. So I don't care about that. It's all in sport. Do what you're going to do. Yeah, I said what I said. What's up? What you going to do about it? Yeah, that's how I am. But now, at this point of my life, who I am now, we can't even, I can't put my hands in that era no more. I can't. Because I got another journey. I got other journeys. I got to walk through other doors. Life is a time clock. And if you spend your life wasting your life on certain things, how does the next person become easier? So I do this for, because our lives are not for us. I do this for me to be able to make sure my next 3-4 lines don't ever got to think. So I die on the field for the next generations of people. This is not going to change anything for me. It's just not. So therefore, it's like, okay, cool, all the money I made, the things I opened up from it, the businesses I started from it and shit like that, that's good. But I want millions of dollars. That's just me. It's a preference. I want millions of dollars. Somebody making millions of dollars, and I want millions of dollars. That's what I want. So when you say I want millions, I'm not talking one, I'm talking multi. I want to be that. So now I got to go into overdrive because I got to complete that mission for people that's coming from my bloodline, which makes the most sense to me.
Wow.
Fighting over raps and who's that? Y'all can have that. Y'all can totally have that. Like, it's too much fake shit for me anyway. So it's not what I want to do with my life. And I earned that right. I put on too many shows. I've knocked down kings. I've done everything. I've failed. I've stood. I've rose. And this time here was really the confirmation for me because everybody stood against me in the Hustle Battle. Everybody stood against me. Like, blog after blog, rappers all spitting on me. But the universe said, nah, y'all are wrong. Let me show you why. And then I go viral. The nigga with the lowest votes goes viral. And guess what?
The viral thing.
Hold on.
Did that surprise you?
Wait, but guess what? But guess what, though, bro? No bloggers covered the viral shit. Nobody. Everybody stood down because guess what? It's always worse if something goes wrong. So this is a business. Okay, cool. Because guess what? When it, and that's a powerful story. The whole culture stood against one nigga and said, fuck him. Because his message wasn't like everybody else's message. But guess what? The universe said this message is needed. That's why it went viral. Soon as it went viral on Facebook, pulled that shit down. It was at 800,000 on Facebook. Pull that shit down. Pull that shit down. Because it becomes, but they still, they're resharing it too much. It's back doing it again. We can't stop God's work. You can't. And that's the thing. Like, I follow a different power. I don't let the opinions of men judge me. No, because y'all were wrong. Not me. Who else has done that? Now, we've seen Rock on World Star, but I'm doing millions, high numbers everywhere. Everywhere somebody's sharing it. That's a viral moment. The nigga that everybody said, fuck, rose to the top. Like Jesus, he rose again. Like I've always done my whole career, rose. Every time. You know how many times you hear, oh, he's done, he's done. Huh?
Were you surprised in a sense because a lot of people might have felt that you and Rock, because I saw Hustle had a tweet about you going viral also, I'm going to get into that in a minute. But because people felt that you were two guys that might have lost, but it's funny though, the two guys who were culture for loss actually went viral. Loso didn't go viral. JC didn't go viral.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because guess what?
You
because
rock.
Guess what? And guess what?
That's kind of crazy.
And guess what? They had lost. They had different rounds from everybody else. They had different material. See, what battle rappers don't know is that culture is small. They just believe that it is bigger than what it is. It's not. The world is 10 times bigger than what the fuck you think it is. So the average consumer wants to hear something that they can live with. Like, okay, Tay Rock Round versus Official was creatively done, and people wanted to watch it. My shit, my material versus Hustle was for the world, so the world embraced it. When y'all doing all the gun, pow, shoot, and this is, I'm not talking about Hustle, but when you're doing gun, pow, shoot, over and over again, lying in your raps, it doesn't go anywhere because it's not authentic. See, the thing is, when you're authentic, it hits harder. What made Tupac, it hit harder because he's authentic to what he was saying. The niggas that don't, the niggas that just make up lies and make them rhyme, where y'all going?
Right.
The universe,
right.
It's another power. It's another power. All the guys y'all clap for, all the niggas that say, hey, fuck Verb, all that, Verb went higher than all y'all. And that wasn't even in my hands. I'm not on Twitter. I don't have a nigga phone number at Worldstar, and I don't use my Facebook. I didn't do those things. I didn't share none of those things. So that just show you that it's out my hands, it's out y'all hands, it's in the universe hands. That's just what it is. It's like people, like real shit in battle rap is shunned upon because now they just want to hear lies. Just lie to me and tell me how you going to kill. Like just like people like JC, for instance, he always got something fly to say. Why? He don't ever say nothing fly to me when I see him. But it'd be fly shit then, but it's like on camera, it's fly shit. But so why, as cold as you is, why is it
not? But it's battle rap, though, bro. No niggas ain't going to take it there with you, though. JC's not going to take it there with you, bro. You know that.
Well, you know what? I'm just cut from a different cloth. If I don't join with you, I'm not speaking to you. Yeah, I'm just not speaking to you.
Right,
like what?
Right.
Because that's the era I come from. If I don't fuck with you, I'm not speaking to you for what? What I'm speaking to you for? Because then I'm being a fraud. No. If I know I don't jam with you, like, nigga, I don't fuck with you, why the fuck am I saying that? You gonna walk right by you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but not targeting JC or nothing. It's just like my whole career has been based on everybody doubting whatever the fuck, doubting. No, y'all gonna celebrate me while I'm here. I'm not gonna let this go like how somebody, if something happened to me and I can't hear it. No, you're gonna celebrate for what I did in Lemon Walk. And that's it. Like, it's not gonna be something that I can't hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not cool with niggas at all. So it's just like, but you're going to respect what I did, though. And that's one thing that I demand. But other than that, I'm on to the next thing.
Let me ask you, be honest with me, Verb. You don't think the culture respects you, though?
No. Respect is guaranteed. But I'm not going to, but see, the thing is this. I don't take any form of disrespect at all. So that part of me, I don't deal with. Like, you know what it is, bro? Once you go to the other side of the world and you see how people love you in different places and show you nothing but love, it make you look at battle rap and say, why am I over there? Like, why am I over there? Because it's not real. You could be great 10 times in a row. You had one bad night. It's fucking. So therefore, why would, and nothing wrong with that. That's y'all culture. Do what you're going to do. I'm just not going to participate in that. No, not at this part of my life. I've done it too many ways. I can't keep going the same things over and over again. I'm not.
Wow. Well, Verb, as you know, shout out to LT, podcast and DC and everything. And it was interesting watching.
Shout out, because they left off. They left man. Off a couple of things, but you know what though? I salute to them because for even making it. Because I read that back and I was like, damn, you know what? And it makes you emotional because it's like I remember all the nights of pain and stress I had to go through. I remember all the rejection I had to face. I remember what it's like walking up steps and they saying, fuck you before you open your mouth. That's a lot to carry on one nigga, but the strongest niggas get the most weight. That's what it is. Like, look, I don't hold hands with niggas. Niggas don't share my product. I don't do none of that shit. Niggas don't do that for me. I show everybody love and I lead my life with a good heart. I show everybody love. That's why I come back. Everybody can say, like saying fuck me don't matter. I'm about to be the richest one of us. And that's no exceptions. I'm telling you for a fact I am. That's no exceptions. And then we're going to see who do what. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see who do what. I'm about to be the richest one of us. I'm telling you I am.
Let me read this off to these niggas who don't know what your resume look like right quick. We have a real talk tonight. Headlined in 3 major leagues. That's URL thinking at the RE. 5 times Norm appearances. 4 Summer Madnesses. 2 Smack Volume appearances. 10 times URL headliner, 3 times RBE headliner, 3 times KOTV headliner, 1 time Guerrilla Warfare headliner, battle Mook and Lux back to back. 84% of this man's battles have been on the road. Let me slow that down for you, slim niggas. 84% of this man's battles have been on the road. Top 10 highest viewed battle on 3 leagues. 11th highest battler in the world. Herbie's resume, you got brother, is superb, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, and you know what? And you know what? It's so crazy because, well, when I hear this, like when I hear that, I just remember all the days, bro. I remember all the days, the work I had to put in. And that's what a lot of the young faces, when they come in now, like y'all can't say nothing to people that got a resume like that or a history. You can't say nothing to them until you get yours like that. You can't. I put in a lot of work. Like y'all don't know what it's like to make yourself on the other side of the street. Like, I got to fly most of the time 2 hours and up just to go perform. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, like, that's a brilliant thing I had to do. And every night you got to fight. Only thing Smack can do is put you on stage. I got to do the rest of the work. That's it.
Right.
So it's like, I salute myself on so many different aspects, you know, so many different things. Like, so that's, like, nobody, like, my resume is crazy. And it's not to say that I don't look down on nobody else, because it's a lot of people with cold resumes.
Right.
But for my world, the thing is, my resume is my resume, and I was not embraced. My resume was my resume, and I was the bad guy. I had to fight through it. That's the difference between me and all these other niggas. I had to fight through it. You understand what I'm saying? I had to fight through it night in, night out. And most of these times, I pulled up by myself. Because I'm like, no, I don't need everybody to come to me. No, I got it. I go do this myself. No, like, it's just what it is.
I've seen you in battles solo, just sitting there by yourself. Like, you just basically on stage by yourself. You ain't really, you know what I'm saying?
I don't need all that. Like, let me just get it done. I don't need all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just get it done. And I take whatever come with it, good, bad, whatever. I take whatever come with that shit. So, you know, like, when I sit back and I think about all that shit, bro, and how this thing has took so much time out of my life, and I don't have $1 million from it. Now, don't get it. I can do what I want every day. Don't get it fucked up. But I want millions of dollars. So when I say, hey, look, I put a lot of twerk in and I don't have that, oh, no, that's a problem. So that means I got to go into overdrive because I feel like time is worth it. And that's just how I feel. And that's just my opinion on things. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, like, I'm going to let the culture do what it, you know, every era changes. This is not an era about skill or nothing. This is about an era of just, you know, it's demo era. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's different. And I'm going to tell you this, though. If the culture don't go back to what it was soon, it's going to be destructive. It's going to be over with.
What,
now, nobody, everything I done said, it always happens.
From your lenses. from a veteran Mount Rushmore person like yourself, what do you see from your lenses that you like, you look upon? Is it the skill set? Is it, what is it? Is theatrics? Is it just too much niggas is chummy?
Well,
is that what it is?
For one, it's too much cock buffing and hand holding. Number one, everybody is kumbayaing too much. You know what I'm saying? That's one problem. If you fight us, you could be cool with. I've been cool with people all my life, all this time, but they always knew. I mean, I wore the Cardinal cap, so anything go wrong, anybody in the Cardinal cap, you know where I'm at with it. So it's like, you know. Yeah,
right.
So that's one problem. Another problem is now it's out of control, in my opinion, but it's not my culture. I don't get the right to make it. I walked away from it. Whatever is whatever. I let other people deal with it. You know what I'm saying? But it's just not the same no more. Because I've been through 12 years of it. So I've seen many people come and go. I've seen eras change. I've seen all these different things and shit. This is the worst era of it right now.
Wow.
When it started, when it was beef, static back and forth, New York, Midwest, okay, that was just tough.
Yeah.
That was just tough. That wasn't terrible because it was still based on skill. Now? Oh, no. Nah, hell no. Nah. And look, you know what? I say this to the new guys, right? I say this to the new guys. And I want y'all to listen while this is some game I'm going to give you, because I'm a nigga that learned how to market myself through any kind of fire. Whatever it took, I made myself the most important show to watch on 85 to 90% of the shows I've been on.
Facts.
Every single time. These are facts. But I tell the new niggas this. Y'all better figure out a way to make yourself more than a rapper, because I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot, in this era of battle rap, new faces cannot grow. No, they can't. No, the fuck they can't. This era of battle rap,
they can't.
Y'all are controlled. Y'all don't even know it.
Mm.
But see, when you try to get a young nigga's game, they tighten up. Like, y'all will never make the money that we made. It's just not possible. Because, number one, you got to think about it. How can they be seen outside of what they do that night?
Mm.
See, all our connections came from YouTube. Like, this celebrity see you, this and this nigga, oh, I fuck with him, and
yep.
Then you build your bond.
Yep.
How they going to do it now?
I think it was also the build-up. It was also the build-up to y'all battles, though. I remember when the trailer came for you and Hitman, that shit meant something to me. When you and Goods dropped, that shit meant something to me when I saw the trailer. You know,
it means
the build-up
nothing now.
To y'all
it
battles
means nothing
also.
Now.
Mm.
Because you know what, it's so chaos driven now, it's not in line, it's not in order, nothing. Like, when you don't have structure in anything, the house is gonna burn. That's just what it is. Like, the new rappers, you got to keep them in line, let them grow before they start saying shit to other people. Because all you're gonna do is get a battle with the other nigga and go down here. That's just it. It's just, but like I said, you know, I'm a show a few people how to boost they self higher so they can start making money, because they're not going to make money and they're not going to grow. And it's sad looking at them because they got so much rage and hate and passion inside of them, but they'll never be able to do it. It's just not possible. It ain't possible. Everything has changed. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, like, I have to just completely take my, because I can go on phase whenever I want. You think I couldn't have went right back on phase if I wanted to? You think they didn't call me for double info?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they know I sell tickets. That's what the rappers, the young niggas don't understand, bro. Y'all don't know how to sell tickets. Y'all can rap. Rapping don't mean nothing. All of us can rap. But y'all don't sell tickets. And y'all don't know how to sell tickets. You don't know how. You think people coming to see you because you rap good. No, they're not. I'm telling you for a fact. I could have did double impact. Like, I could have did all these events. I could go on stage every month if I wanted to. Yes, I could. But I have to put that sword down. And focus on the new parts of me. So, like, everybody that has, like,
wow.
I only care about my real supporters, like you know what I'm saying, like, diehard supporters, like, you got people
right.
like Young Sir and Jesse Carl, like, they've been from the jump, 2009, like, they're from the giddy-up. Like, I know the people that
right.
are diehard supporters of me, so
yeah.
I care about
right.
how they feel. Yeah, like, so I care about how they feel, and that's it. I don't, but, like, the fake shit, nah, I don't care about that shit. Wow, no. Nah.
Wow.
I'm just no longer. So it'll be no more. Yeah. Huh?
this is it though. No more writing rhymes. No more wanting to go pen and pad like to
the stage of battle rap, I don't even want to walk on it anymore. So I'm not gonna walk on it. So I mean, but that don't mean I'm not putting words together in other ways. I'm doing other shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's
music.
Not.
I'm pretty sure the music. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the music.
Oh
that was
yeah. Different. Yeah, that's different. That's all the time. I was that before I was a battle rap anyway. So it don't. Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing with Private Jet Verb? Is that the dude? Is that what we running with?
Listen.
Is that what we doing?
Hey, look, I'm telling y'all, like nobody ever listens. I'm about to be the richest one of us, no exceptions. Like I'm not playing. Like, and then you gonna really see how powerful the universe is. The nigga that y'all say fuck, the nigga that he surpasses everybody. He walks by everybody. All the evil faces, all the behind the scene hate, the jealousy, and all that shit because of who I am. I'm finna ride right by everybody. And not share words with none of y'all. It's just what's going to happen. And
so,
every time I say something to happen, I call it down ahead of time. Nobody listens. Just what it is.
So what do you say to people that say, Verb, we heard this in 2015. You was going to retire before. Rex said he's going to retire before. Mavs talk about retiring. Austin will talk about retiring. And it's hard for brothers to just, you know, hang up the jersey.
All right, listen. I don't care. Listen. I'm not trying to appease none of them. I'm not coming back. I'm not trying to
appease. I got you.
I don't care about what people say or what they think. I never have. I damn sure don't care about that. Like, okay, cool. Just find y'all can find somebody else to hate. Pick somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's just not like I'm not trying to be missed by y'all or nothing. No, I did my time. I'm ready to go. That's it. I put my work in. I conquered. I did what I had to do. And it's time for me to worry about me now. Like, I'm not trying to prove nothing or demand anything. I don't want your respect, none. You can erase my thoughts out your mind. I'm moving on with my life now. This is about me.
Nah, we're not doing that, bro. We can't erase you.
What I'm saying is you can. I don't mind. I'm not going to pound my fist and say, what about me? Boy, I don't give a fuck. That's y'all world. Take it. I'm familiar. Yeah, but, I don't give a fuck. I'm on a new path of my life. And I got to do what I got to do. The me going viral was my confirmation of saying, hey, look, listen to what I tell you. I don't care what nobody else say. Because when I get ready, I knew what I wanted to say. I knew what was told to me to say, and I followed it. And I went viral. Like, that's out your hands.
I think Hustle felt a way about that, Verb. I know you can't see it, but I think she felt...
you can feel a type of way. Okay, but who can you feel a type of way at though? So this is the thing. So can't nothing good happen for Verb? I let y'all say whatever y'all gonna say on camera and make y'all money off dissing me in your blogs and shit. So can't nothing good happen for Verb? Why not? So nothing good supposed to happen for me. Y'all want me dead? Okay, no, I want to live. So let me get away from y'all. like you gotta understand. Guess what? After the Hustle Battle, every rap nigga's on camera. All the bloggers got something to say. Yeah, y'all want me dead. So why the fuck am I around here? I'm gonna go where people want me alive. Like, who can be mad about me going viral? That's not even in my hands. And even if it was, so what? I don't get y'all support. I ain't supposed to get support from the world. Nah, what's wrong with y'all?
Right.
Like, why do you think that? Like, I didn't share that clip at all. URL did not allow me to even post nothing. When I tried to post my clip from the battle, they got pulled down. Everybody else got the posters. Like, what are y'all saying? Like, what are y'all saying? So you can't be at fault with nobody. No, you can't. Nobody can be blamed. Because I don't know nobody at Worldstar. I don't use my Facebook, and I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Somebody posted it today on Twitter, that same round, and it said 300,000 right now. I can't control these things. I can't control them.
Jeez.
I can't control them. I cannot control them. Like, if I could, I would, but the universe controls everything. That's what it is. It's the movie. Listen, let me tell y'all something. The movie is already wrote. It's already wrote. It's not, you can't change anything. Like, guess what? When I walked on stage with Hustle, it was meant for guess what? 2 weeks, we're going to celebrate Hustle. We're going to salute. And look, have you seen me say anything negative about Hustle?
No.
Okay.
Interviews
so
afterwards.
All I did was salute.
Y'all was together.
Yeah, like,
15 minutes of fame, chilling together.
Look, I showed Hustle nothing but love. Arguing with no girls, nothing but love. Baby, you did your thing tonight. Yeah, I did. But guess what? The universe said, no, Verb, you did yours too. Let me show you. And guess what? No blogs. It was no blogs on that. It wasn't no conversation on that. It was fuck it. It was fuck him. Ah, fuck that nigga. Yeah, so it's so, oh, damn, I let y'all do what y'all gonna do. I didn't argue with y'all niggas. I'm busy. I don't give a fuck. What you gonna do? I didn't argue. I didn't say, what about me? No, I did not. The universe said, no, what about him? Nobody can explain it. So I understand why it's frustrating to people now, because nobody can understand it. But the thing is, guess what? My mind is more open than y'all's. I know for a fact the world is a bigger place. So when y'all go on stage, and this is, I'm not talking about hustling. I don't care about the, like, she's a girl. Yeah. When men go on stage, y'all might want to think about what y'all putting together. Think about the vibrations that you're sending. Think about the thoughts you're saying. Because all the fake gun shit, a million y'all doing it. So how the fuck we pick one out of y'all? It's proof right there in the pudding.
So we're talking about content. You're talking about content now. So how do we work this out? Because you're emphasizing the content in the savage world of battle rap, where you got to say the most disrespectful shit. You got to clap a nigga in there.
Do whatever you want. Listen, do whatever you want on stage. I don't care. I'm not coaching nobody.
Right.
Do whatever you want,
right.
But just be mindful of the vibration that that's coming out your mouth. That's all it is. 10 niggas on the card and 8 of y'all do the exact same shit. Who stands up?
Mm.
Who stands up? All the niggas y'all clap for, oh, he was great. He was great to y'all in that in battle rap. But the world is 50 times bigger than battle rap. The message I had, I represented for men all over the world. That's why it's moving, fellas. Your gun pow pow bang bang line that what you gonna do to a girl is not moving. Who else has this happened for? Can you tell me somebody out of the caffeine era that went viral like this much like what I'm doing?
No, I can't say that, sir. I can't say that.
Okay, right. So that means I'm the only one again. That means I'm picked for something else.
When y'all understand
something, you can't fight God's work. You cannot fight God's work. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it. You can only slow it down, but you can't stop it. So if I'm the only person, I'm the only person everybody said fuck, but I'm the only person here too. I'm the only person that has had to deal with hate the way that I had to, but I'm the only nigga that's seen Mook and Lux back to back 8 months apart and had a 3-0 chance in both. Y'all got to catch up with me. Y'all got to catch up with me because the end game for everybody is to take Mook and Lux. Y'all, this is the top dogs. And guess what? After every battle with them, I bow my head and I say, hey, bro, I appreciate y'all for being here. I thank you for giving me the opportunity. I carry myself like that. That's why good shit happened to me, and I don't need to be held. I don't need 10 niggas with me holding hands. I don't need to be cool with niggas. No, because the end game, y'all got to get to the end game first. Y'all can't speak on me because y'all ain't got to the last level of the game yet. Get to the last level of the game and beat the game. Because guess what? I had Mook and Lux 8 months apart.
Jesus.
Good battles on both. Listen, both. Listen,
let that
listen.
Breathe.
Both.
Let that breathe, bro.
Hold on,
let
hold on.
Breathe.
Hold on. Let's slow this down. See, this is where people get it fucked
yes.
up. I had, look, I had Mook
okay.
and Lux. Look, hold on. Mook and Lux 8 months apart. Okay, in two different cities, New York City and in Houston. And it's documented. 3-0 chance in both battles. Now, I'm not saying I won or nothing, but it's documented. I wasn't at home either time. 3-0 chance in both battles. So when y'all get to that level, then y'all can stick your chest out. Then you can say, okay, guess what? There is no battle more magical than Verb and Hitman. Then you can stick
That's
your chest out. There's
a,
there, there's
a country
no
battle
like,
for me, man.
Like, hold on. Me and SB is magical. Get you that, and then you can raise your voice.
Yeah.
Then you can raise your voice. Go to Oakland and see Disaster. Go to New York and see Mook.
That's a very stepped on battle.
Hold on.
He's rocking the Bulls jacket.
Hold on.
He's rocking the
Red
Bulls jacket.
Yeah,
I'm going to the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no. Like, you have a lot of, y'all have a lot of catching up to do first, big dog. So instead of using your energy to hate me, use your energy to study the game of what he did. Because this nigga here didn't need friends. He didn't need nobody clapping. This nigga here made sure he was the biggest show on, and 90% of the cards he was on. This nigga here, look at my set, they right there. You just ran him off. Look at my set. That nigga there that you saying fuck, that nigga there that you saying ain't that, that nigga is a cannon. His set say he is. What are your stats at?
It is. It's the truth. It's saying,
because
it's Verb on the show, man. We having real talk, y'all. This is just a fact right here, because me and Verb, we could disagree on certain things, but one thing we not going to disagree, we're going to show this man fucking respect. If I just read off his resume to you niggas, and you niggas seen what Verb has done in this culture, no matter what you think of him, because some of you niggas be in your feelings, first of all. You dig what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. Bro, not to cut you off. A lot of these people have so much jealous toward me because of who I am. I didn't design me, bro. Be mad at your mom and daddy because that was a bad comment. I didn't design me. All I did was follow the path. So you have a rap nigga that say, why y'all like him? Why is he picked? Fuck him. Why? But don't worry about me. Worry about yourself. Because my stats is there. I'm cemented. Ain't a nigga did what I done. Right there. You got to get in that boat first. Every king there was. Sir, Arch, Hitman, I think them all. Who else you want to see? Diz, Good, Mook, Lux, I seen them all. B-Dot, I seen Briz Rothstein, I seen Good, I seen Hollow of Don. I seen, it's a list of these, wait, hold on, Twerk, I seen every nigga. I ain't run from no smoke, whatever you want to do about it, let's get it in. What you mean?
Ill-Mac.
I don't run from nothing. I seen them all. I seen anybody who was heavy, I seen them. Now, it's not my fault if you got heavy late in the game or you're still not heavy. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Anybody that was heavy about the time, I think them. Win, lose, draw, good, bad, ugly. I pulled up on you.
Yeah.
And that's what made me different because I'm a champion that understood, okay, look, you got to fight, big dog. I got to fight. I saw Real Deal in, what was I, in Philly? I don't remember where I was. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Like I don't even remember remembering. I moved so fast all over. Like, hold on. I saw Danny Myers in Arizona. I saw Daylight in Chicago. I saw like all the guys y'all clapping for, big dog. Like, I seen these movies.
Who did you battle in Dallas, bro? I think you battled somebody in Dallas. Who did you battle in Dallas?
Big K.
Did you battle in Dallas? Some big long. Yes, it was Big K. That long ass stage. Yes,
Big K.
It was Big K.
Yeah.
That's when you
big
went
K.
on your
Look,
run
like, seen,
for four battles. In a couple months, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, four in a month. Look, Big K, I seen Pat Stay, I seen everybody who was like that. Everybody who was like that, I pulled up on them and took whatever came with it. That's what made me different from everybody else. I walked in with the fact of I know that y'all gonna hate me, but guess what? You won't break me. So what a rapper should do is study that and say, damn, why am I walking around with this energy of this hate to Verb? And I should be what he is. I should be what he is. You should learn that first. That's what people don't understand. The shit that has happened for me, none of y'all have under the belt. Nobody.
Can I ask you a question real quick about the Midwest movement right quick? I always want to get your take on this.
And
I always saw it this way. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because we saw X Factor and Mob before we saw you guys, right? Were you looking at it like you had to go against in New York in a sense to let them know that we not to be fucked with? Because you're the one that really spared that, right?
Yeah, of course. But see, well, you know, X-Factor and Miles, they was first. So
right.
I'm looking at them, X-Factor, Miles, Mars, Quest. We looked at them and watched them. Like, those guys are cold. Mm-hmm. Right. So those guys are cold. Yeah, those are cold MCs. Then we came right behind. And the thing is, I'm just different. I'm just like, man, fuck these niggas. I'm with Smoke. Y'all, I don't know what y'all here to do. Y'all can be these niggas partners and shit. I'm with the bullshit. Nigga, what you saying? Like, nah, like, if we going to be great, let's be great. Because guess what? Without me, you don't even get that feel of Midwest versus New York. Everybody would have been kumbaya. And you would have got this era back then. But the era I come from because
agree,
of the fact
man.
Of what I was on. And look, I walked in with the, boy, fuck you, what's up? Flip the coin. That was my energy at all times. You know what I'm saying? So that's what made me.
Battle rap needed that Verb. Battle rap needed that Verb for real. They needed a Midwest movement. I promise you that.
Battle rap needs it now. It's there right now because everybody want to be friends. Everybody want to hold each other's hand and you battle a nigga one time and now that's your brother. Boy, fuck him. You don't know who he is? What you saying? You don't know who the fuck he is? It's too much. It's like it's too much of that fake love. See? That's why it ain't going. It's not going to grow like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm off the court. You ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to hate me no more because I don't even play the game. If you hate me now and I ain't playing the game, then you got a problem with yourself. You got a problem. I don't got a problem. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere by myself, never had an issue with nothing. Stood on what I stood on wherever I went, got respect wherever I was, from the Jackets, the dope boys, everywhere. That's who I am. No problems, not one time. No league ever held no money from me or nothing. No kind of dumbass shit. No cancel, like niggas don't cancel on Verb or nothing. So what? Yeah.
Thanks.
So that's where I am. So y'all need to get there first and study. Y'all study the wrong niggas. The new niggas look at guys and say, yeah, I want to be like him. He's loved. You're not loved yet. He's loved. You can't be like that. Follow the blueprint. Follow the blueprint of me. And that's the reason why I'm happy where I am right now. I'm at peace. Like, me just even saying I'm done took a weight off my shoulders. Like, nah, I just need to breathe. Let y'all have a game. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all do y'all thing.
You get a love on Twitter, though. I'll just let you know. You get a lot of love on Twitter. I know you don't see it. Because I know you're not on Twitter, but you get a lot of love because I put tweets out there today. Like, there'll be no Verb slander on my TL today. I let niggas know. Everybody will tell you that. There's no Verb slander. We're not doing none of that today. We're showing some fucking respect. You know what I'm saying? So, Verb, that's what I'm saying, Verb, I'm going to cut you off. You need to know this, though, brother, that there's a lot of people that respect you. A lot of people that got love for you, brother. I mean that. I'm telling you, I seen it today, Verb. You may think a lot of people get at you, but there's that other side, a large contention of people like, damn, it's Verb is really rapping. I've been watching Verb for years. That's all you've been seeing all day. I've been watching Verb for years. God damn, that shit crazy. You see what I'm saying?
Well, guess what, though? At the end of the day, how people of color are, they're going to show you love when you walk away or when you're not here. They're not going to show it to you fully when you're there.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're going to show it to you when you can't hear it. They're going to show it to you when
that's
you
crazy,
walk. When you step away or when you walk away or when you go, that's when our people say, no, he's great. That's when.
Unfortunately.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not before that. Yeah, unfortunately. But I'm going to be surrounded by people that show you love when you can hear it. Like when I see the rap niggas, if they look clean, which is not often, I say, hey, bro, they look good, bro. That's fly. Like I say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I show love to people. That's why she always good. She always happy to me. Because I don't walk around with hating. So now y'all don't have nobody to hate. You don't got nobody to come up on, or you ain't got nobody to take a battle with. Like, all the block. When I start seeing, like, certain bloggers, like, for real, man, y'all can have that. Y'all won't make another dollar off my name. Not another motherfucking dollar. It's the last, as you see, you won't make a dollar off my name. You won't make a dollar off slandering me. No, the fuck you won't. No, the fuck you won't. You got that, yeah, you gonna see how shit gonna be, and that's just what it is. But I'm in a good place. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to have had this time to be alive to compete on all the levels. Like my accolades are through the roof, like that kind of shit. Like, bro, like I can't never say nothing else. I can't never say nothing else. I can't never say nothing else bad. It's just like I had a chance to do something nobody done in that culture. But now I want to break barriers in other cultures and other things. I want to break barriers like that too.
Right.
But I'm going to show y'all, mark my words, what I just told you. I'm about to be the richest one. It's no exceptions, and I'm passing up everybody. And then you're going to see, like, I'm going to show y'all what the universe really is. Y'all, man does not have power. The universe has the power. Man don't have power. You'll see, a man can't stop something. A man can't. Only the universe can. So anytime I've been on stage and I failed and I had it hard, the universe did that, wanted me to feel that. I needed you to feel that. And then I'm going to pull you back up. And just like Jesus, I rose every time. I rose from the dead. Like, y'all want me gone. Like that culture, y'all want me gone? Okay, cool, I'm gone.
Right.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Do
but living life.
But, Verb, do we underestimate a nigga like you that's been writing rhymes for us for 12 years? How much times you've been trying to sit there in your crib, wherever you at, and you're just trying to write some of the wildest shit to make us make that face like, I felt that fucking line. Like, for niggas been writing rhymes for 12 years. I mean, obviously longer than that. But for us watching you on YouTube and people seeing you on live and everything, though, for 12 years, you've been writing rhymes for us for 12 years, bro. Whether niggas try to follow you or not, whether they think it is, that has to be commended. You get what I'm saying? Not everything is going to work.
Yeah,
you said it should be. Every night's not going to be a night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Nobody, not NBA, boxing, nobody. Nobody has it that easy. But, and I'm going to say this too, to any fans watching, whoever's your favorite battle, show, for your favorite battle rapper, show him appreciation because this job is very, very hard. Don't get it fucked up. This is not an easy job. This shit is hard. It's mentally draining. It fucks with you. It's not hard. I mean, it's not an easy thing, and I know that. I know that. This is not easy. Sitting down crafting that shit, learning that shit, then going in and performing that shit, taking whatever comeback off for somebody to say yes or no. Nah. Nah. And then the culture has now became so much followers. One person say something, everybody else say it. It's like, so, yeah. Well, guess what? I'm off the court. So now I can just watch, and if I decide to watch something like that, then I can just watch it, and I'm good with it. I can enjoy the time. And I today on Instagram, I shout out every league. I'm a fan of some people, not necessarily what's going on right now, but I am a fan of some people. Yeah, some people I like to listen to, like, damn, I love the way he crafted that. I love the way he get down with it. So now I get to,
give us a name. I'm pretty sure they went. Give us their names. I'm pretty sure these niggas went ahead from a guy like yourself, showed them, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it means a lot to them. They say, oh, damn, Verb, fuck with me.
Well, I told you I'm not ever shouting out on new niggas because they disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? So that's just not going to happen. Like, I'm not throwing nobody like that. I'm not showing love. I tried to show people love, and that gets you nowhere. So I don't know. The people who fans, they know how I feel about them. So it's like, I don't need y'all. No, y'all ain't throwing y'all niggas no oops, man. Fuck y'all. Like, it is what it is. I ain't got time. Because it's no point. Really? Like, when I throw a oop, it should be celebrated.
Right. Can you give me your top five battles for your catalog that you like the most? That meant the most to you. Your battles that meant the most to you.
Meant the most to me. Mook Lux, Hitman. Mook Lux meant the most to me. Mook Lux, Hitman, Hollow the Don. Meant the most to me. Mook Lux, Hitman, Hollow the Don, and then I'm going to say Math Hoffa.
Math Hoffa, wow. Am I right on this? Are you saying this because am I right after the SB battle, right? Because you and Miles was not in New York City. So that was your second battle in New York, right? Battle. I know you hate when I say this, but Verb beat you. I know Math, you don't like when I say this, but Math beat Verb beat you, man. That's what it is, man.
Shout out to Math and his skill, but, you know, I don't judge battles like that. Like, everybody got their own opinion. So as long as I get through what I get through, that's all I give a fuck about. So, you know, like, some people might feel like Math be me or whatever. I mean, all this shit.
Nah,
is
no, we're not doing that. He was wigging. You was wigging.
But that
I'm
was
sorry,
that
Math,
was
my nigga,
that
was
important.
On, my nigga.
No, that was important to me because that was my first big show in New York City. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So. Walking in there, feeling that tension, and seeing a bunch of New York cats, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to light this bitch on fire, and I ain't worried about you niggas. That was an important moment to me. You know what I'm saying? Hollow the Don was to see, is this nigga a fluke or not? Let's see if he a fluke. Let's see if he's a fluke or not. No, that nigga's, he's not a fluke. Of course, Mook and Lux, you know, it's the top of the team. Like, it's like, okay, we the top. So let me compete with both. So figuring out both styles of how to come at both styles. These are the two guys of the game, and they still are. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, cool. Let me figure out how to do this. Let me figure out how to do this. Like, so my shit is 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can probably give you 10 because me pulling up in Oakland with Disaster was a headache. People don't know how much of a headache
that
Disaster is on the West Coast. People don't know how dangerous that shit is. You know what I'm saying? So. I mean, like I said, like, I look back, it's like I had a lot
time? Do niggas forget you on grind time, Herb?
I mean, I put in a lot of work, but I've been all over this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas been on grind time, so goddamn it.
Yeah. And the thing is, I used to use every moment as a learning, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I went to grind time and I faced Marv 1, I saw Marv had something I did not have at that time. And Marv had this presence of control that was just magnificent, but he was a pro. So I'm looking at it like, okay, cool. I know I can rap. I need to add that in and control the room. Like, every nigga I face, if he has something that I need, I'm stealing it.
Wow.
I'm stealing it. For a fact, I'm stealing your shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, okay, cool. I can add this into my shit because I'm a computer. I can add this in and learn from it. You know what I'm saying? So so any opponent that I face, I want to tell y'all all, like, I respect y'all fully, and I learned something from pretty much every last one of y'all, except if I smoked you. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know, if I learn from a lot of people. I learn from a lot of the not, I don't want to call them no-namers, but, like, up-and-comers. I learned a lot from them. Watching them being in a one-round with them, I learned a lot because I can look at them and see they hunger that they had, that I had lost. Like, I've done it. You know what I'm saying? So I learned from everybody. But at the same time, man, I'm very thankful to have the time that I had. But that'll be it for me to let y'all have that.
Well, let me ask you this. Why was you and Hollow only 2 rounds?
That's because he had just had a battle right the week before. He had just battled Illmac, and he was coming down, like, you know what I'm saying, to compete. So it's only right. That's only the real nigga style. Like, bro, come on, we not going to have you. If I'm sitting down and you working the week before, we not going to have you do all that. That's only right. You know what I'm saying? That's only right. I wouldn't dare, like, because I'm still a real one. Like, nah, we ain't going to do it. And he was coming to me, so it had to be some kind of, come on, bro, like, can't do him like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, my nigga, you was talking about shit.
Hollow was the first
nigga
that pulled up on me from New York City. Huh?
Hollow, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Hollow.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Okay.
How do you see Hitman and Cass going?
I got Hitman 30.
Okay.
I don't got Cass to be winning a fucking round because guess what? You don't piss Hitman off now and shit. That face off made Hitman mad, I think, right now. And I don't think Cassidy flow. And energy and cadence is not good at all. His delivery is trash. Word is not good. And then
But you know what? You know what?
There's about to be 2,000 people.
We can't do that though. We can't say, "Oh, Hitman is mad," and because then this is what happens when you do that.
All right.
The whole culture starts expecting a certain thing, and then if they don't get the exact same thing, then it's fuck him. No, we're not doing it.
Pressure.
They both MCs. Yeah, like look, they both are MCs. Hitman, you know what side of the street I'm on, of course, but, you know, like, yeah, but we're not going to put no pressure on the bro, like, he got to do this. No, he's going to be Hitman.
Okay.
That's what he's going to be.
Okay.
Whatever Cassidy be is what Cassidy be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Cassidy be a new Cassidy, great. If he be whatever, it don't matter. Like, it's Cass and Hitman. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, this one thing a lot of fans don't know. You can cheer, you can do whatever, but on that stage, it's just them two niggas. And you don't know who prepared, like, what they got going on in their life. You don't know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know where I'm at with it. I don't got to say where I'm at with it. You know what I mean? Y'all know where I'm at. So, yeah, you know. Yeah, so, but, you know, and Hitman's are great. So, you know, I hope Cass is ready to fight.
What is it about you and St. Louis rapping in front of St. Louis where it's like, monumental, and it's like room shaking from Cortez to Hitman to Arsenal.
I mean, all you gotta do is pull up. Hey, listen, all you gotta do is pull up and see how people deal with me. I don't even gotta tell y'all that.
Right.
Like when Verb come on, it's different.
That.
The building shakes.
Norm, show me that.
Huh? Who?
Norm, show me that. Norm's.
Yeah, when Verb come out, it's a feel that you can't compare it to nothing. The building shake. That's big, bro. That's we jamming right there, and they gonna hold it all the way down for a nigga because they know who I am. They know where I'm from. They know what neighborhood I'm from. They know I've been the same nigga. They know I ain't no mark ass nigga. They know that. They know for a fact I'm gonna stand on what I stand on. So our city say that's okay. We riding, and nobody challenged them theories because you'd have heard it. But nobody say no crazy shit about me. Look at the post I did. Look what the St. Louis people saying. That's our voice. That's our king. That's a, yeah. They telling you that. Like I don't gotta do that.
What's the most pissed off you left after a battle?
I've never been mad because whatever happened was supposed to happen. I'll never get mad.
Right.
No, I'll never get mad about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like just an unfair fight. If it's some shit where I can't, you know, like if you booing me through the whole time, yeah, that's going to like, come on, bro. If I'm going to lose, let me lose without y'all jumping me. But I had to go through that to make me, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. That wasn't necessary for me to happen so I can grow. You gotta get beat to grow, bro. You gotta get the shit beat out of you a few times to grow. If you don't ever get your jaw cracked,
right,
you're never going to hand. Like, okay, the mook that I battled
that.
Wasn't
you
the mook that.
That.
Look, the mook that I battled was not the mook that battled Tay-Rock. No one.
Facts.
So you gotta get some time. You gotta get woke up. Nobody's gonna walk around and battle rap and not get touched, bro. Nobody. Everybody's gonna.
I agree.
Touched,
I've always said that.
Every single human being
that.
Is gonna get touched, bro. Every single human
I've
being.
Always.
All,
this. Always. You gotta
but
believe.
But you know what though? Like my only thing is just don't be jamming up. Because if you jamming up and quitting and shit, then that's a whole nother.
Right.
Nah. If a nigga gonna beat you, let a person beat you. But if you quitting, I don't respect quitting at all. That's not for me. But that's just my opinion.
What made you decide?
You know
what made you decide X Factor?
X Factor for what?
What made you decide to battle him in Chicago?
I'm a big fan of X Factor. He's fucking cold. Like, see, I'm not a nigga that ran.
Yeah, but
smoke.
You got
chastised.
The Midwest was mad at you for a while for that, right?
I didn't care about that either. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't care how nobody feel about me. Yeah, like no, X Factor was masterful because what he did was so beautiful and he did it in the right place because Chicago is in the middle between Detroit and St. Louis. And everybody is there. So all he did was make me look like a snake to everybody, like I wasn't for them. And that was brilliant, bro. That was brilliant. It was a beautiful execution. Beautiful. Beautiful. I had to tip my hat to him like, bro, that was crazy. And guess what? I don't give a fuck about people like that. No, I do not. And guess what? I am going to compete. If you're the best, I want to see it. I'm not a nigga that go in the gym and go hoop and go guard a bum. No, give me the nigga that's with the smoke, man. Like, I ain't wasting no time in here. Yeah, let me see where I'm at. Let me see where I'm at with it. But I learned from him, too. I learned from X Factor, too. And X Factor was more seasoned than I was. You know, I learned from him, though.
But just know, just the fact that niggas expected nobody from the Midwest to battle for a while, you know what I mean? Even though you battled miles before that, though.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm still up. Like, what are you doing? Like,
nigga,
bro. Yeah, like,
I got somebody. Wait, bro, keep that thought. I'm gonna bring my man in here, man. We got some another person rocks with you heavy, man. Champion in the fucking building, my brother Jay Black. Black, what's good?
What's good, man? I missed the part of the show, man. I just called in now, man. Did you convince Verb not to retire yet? What's going on, man?
Oh, no, convincing me is over with. No, that's over with. Now I get to sit back. I get to sit back and just watch the show if I choose to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to go live my life.
Black, you believe him?
They might call you with a bag, but you got a thing over. Come on, don't do that.
Let me tell y'all something right now. Money don't control me. I made money from this shit. That's only
that's
like right? Money only controls people that didn't do anything with their money. Money don't make me move. Not at this point in my life, no. Energy does. Energy makes me move.
I'm going off with that video you posted on your channel. You said it's negativity.
Yeah.
Or is that's what it is?
Well, yeah, it's a very for who I am right now in my life, I can't be a part of that kind of shit. No, I can't. I'd rather just watch it when I want to. Like, I don't want to be a part of it. No. Because, like, this is what I was telling him. Like, you live one time. You know what I'm saying? You live one time.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in my life, I want to be around love. I don't want to be around no shit like that. No, I don't. I want to be around real love right now because we don't know what tomorrow holds. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather be around shit like that. Yeah, I'd rather be around shit like that. You know? That's just me, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say this, so it's a different type of negativity and battle up. I do agree. But let's say, you know what I mean, what you're doing now, you know what I mean, with this shout out to the guy, was it Derrick Jackson? You giving advice and stuff like that? It's negativity on that.
Oh,
no.
Oh, what,
yeah.
what, with the women?
What
you got to think. What's negativity? You talking about what I'm saying for?
No, I'm saying, all right. So you give advice one day, right? And one of your advice tips goes viral, which probably already happened, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Course,
you don't
right.
think girls going to strike up against you and it's going to be a whole bunch of negativity on that, too?
Can a woman raise her voice in your house and tell you how to? No, what you talking about, baby? Like you don't want to hear the real shit? Don't come in.
I'm talking about a mob of women or a mob of dudes.
A mob of people that saying what? Here go the thing.
That disagree with
why
you,
my,
disagree with your take.
Well, listen. Guess what? I'm not on their team anyway. So let's get that shit clear off the jump. Like I'm not on your team.
Okay.
So whatever you like. Okay. So whenever you come over here. You have to understand,
yeah.
I'm not on your fucking team. You know what I'm saying? So don't come over here looking for me to say what you want to hear. I'm not on your fucking team. I'm on the other side of the street. I represent for the nigga who don't get a voice. I represent for the nigga who has had lost everything, and he can't speak on that. I represent for him. I don't give a fuck about what no broads think. No, I represent for this culture. The reason why my round went viral because there's a lot of men that feel like what the fuck I said. That's why. That's why my round went viral and the culture got quiet and none of the bloggers said nothing because they feel like what I said. See, the world is bigger than all this other shit. They feel what I said. They say, dog, I understand. I feel what he's saying because I felt like that. That's my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose is to represent for the nigga with no voice because guess what? We don't get to have a voice. Guess what these hoes get? Yeah, I'm on my shit. Yeah, guess what these hoes get? Beyonce come on, she tell them whatever the fuck she want to tell them and they got somebody to embrace. Guess what y'all got?
Yeah.
Y'all got me in Future. I'm not on y'all team. I am not on y'all team.
You got me in Future.
That's it. Pick a side. Where you want to go with it?
Oh, my God.
That's it. I'm not on your – hey, look, guess what? I told people years ago, I got a blog up where I said, man, this nigga is fake. I was talking about Derek Jackson. This nigga's fake. This don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are buying this shit. You hoes making this nigga rich because he's telling y'all what the fuck y'all want to hear. Y'all are giving
that's
him money. This nigga's lying.
That's a fact.
Then, okay, he was saying the black woman is this, the black woman is that. Okay, and he had a white baby mama. You bitches still gave him money. All right, okay, I'll do your thing, whatever. Then guess what? He's telling so many. That man fucked up so many people's houses, bro, because bitches was watching him, and he was telling them a lie. They giving him money for it. That man was ruining people's houses.
I got
you
into two arguments because of that nigga.
I got several arguments because he's telling bitches if your man goes on Instagram and he likes pictures, he's cheating. Man, you don't shut your bitch ass up, nigga. What the fuck is you doing? Fuck you mean? And guess what? He ride off in the sunset and go count money and then the hoes come home and they trip with up. Man, I'm not on y'all team. Fuck no. Nah. Man, do y'all know how many speaking engagements I'm booked for right now? As of right now, where I go talk to a bunch of hoes or a bunch of niggas, what? Yeah. See, the thing is, and when I do that, I tell the hoes, I say, look, man, you can either listen or you don't have to. I don't give a fuck either way. I don't got a pussy. I'm only going to tell you what a man feel like. Now, you can either process the information or roll your eyes. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Do whichever you're going to do. I'm already paid anyway. You don't have to listen to me. The fuck you talking about? Do your thing. So I represent for the man that a woman has finessed or those things or he's hurting, he don't get to cry. Man, I don't give a fuck. That's why my round went viral. Mm-hmm. Because of the simple fact of what I was saying. I didn't pow-pow.
I did give praise to that round, though. I said what I said during these reviews, but I did give praise to that round. My last review of the battle, I made a joke. I said, Verb won. I was joking. Salute. But I gave praise to that round that went viral. Just saying.
Okay, all right. Well, your praise was, okay, thank you. Appreciate it. But guess what the world said? The world said, I feel like this. The world said, no. I feel like that. Hey, somebody just posted it today on Twitter. It said 300,000 just today. My shit moving on everywhere. See, because my message was strong. My message was too strong for battle rap.
Yeah.
Because I didn't target Hustle. I used her for a platform. I didn't target her. Why?
Yeah.
Why? To appease this culture? No, I'm going for the world. Do you understand that you can't be seen outside right now? When you do a caffeine battle, it's a 98% chance that nobody's going to see it. 98%. I think for the world, big dog. I didn't disrespect
her.
I didn't call out her name.
Keep it 100, though. Were you shocked that you went viral, though? Were you shocked at all?
Ask, ass hustle did I tell her I'm going to go viral? Ask her.
So it's crazy because
you got to think
black.
About the things she was saying and checking around. Like, he's like the man not allowed to cry, the Will and Jada. Like, he did hit key moments, you know what I mean, key things.
Right.
Yeah, and guess what? Those moments, that don't matter. Listen, battle rap, I lost the battle. I won the war, though, because I got what I needed to get about this shit. I got what I needed from it. You understand what I'm saying? So, okay, you could do what – battle rap has its own rules. All right, we want to hear this. Pow, pow, shoot, do this. Do this, fine. Okay, cool, no problem. Play your game, whatever. But I'm here for this. I didn't bring up nothing about Miss Hustle at all. Nothing. You think I couldn't? No, I didn't.
Of course you
I did.
The coach was mad at you about that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, I don't care what they're mad at. I'm happy now. I don't care what they're mad at. Like, okay, you got to say, when you on a card, see, this is what a lot of people don't know. Like, a lot of you new guys who will always go on early in the daytime, y'all won't understand. After you watch, after eight niggas do the same thing, no, listen, after eight niggas do the same shit, the ninth nigga has no power. You're watching the same movie over and over and over again. Do any of you motherfuckers watch The Matrix 9 times in a row? No. The ninth nigga has no power. But guess what? The two niggas that the culture said fuck, they both made world for. K-Rock round was different. Verb round was some other shit. Why? I saw Debo post, world star don't mean nothing. I didn't tell him to do that. I'm not tied to none of that shit. But if it was Hustle wilding on me or Official wilding on him, it would have been a celebration, right? Let's not play the game. But this is not about winning or losing.
It's crazy.
Morally.
Verb Black is crazy, though, because Rock said he was going to go viral with his round. Verb said he told Hustle to go viral.
Hustle, what did I tell her?
That's crazy.
Because you got to understand something. In battle rap, if you do not be different, you're only going to stay. You're going to blend in. The niggas who blend in don't get rich, fellas. I'm telling y'all for a fact. The niggas who blend in don't get rich. They don't make the most money. All the niggas who blend, hey, Black, watch this. All the niggas in battle rap who similar or blend in, they get the lowest money. So while you trying to be like this nigga and sound like this nigga, and then you take that puss-ass $2,000 check home, that don't make sense. But the niggas who are different get paid the most money. That does make sense. So battle rap
your
is
rarity.
Two things.
You're unique.
Like, if you don't find something new to do, you're not going to make no money. If you're going to watch a nigga and then just emulate what he does, you're not going to make any money. So do y'all want to do this for some fame? Because the fame don't last. First time you have a rough night, they're going to say, fuck you. Fame? No, get the money, motherfucker. What y'all talking about? They don't make sense. It don't make sense. So you got to find something that makes you you. That's it. All the niggas who different from everybody else get the highest check. Everybody.
Yeah. Black.
Well, Verb,
yeah, like
sometimes you put up to get flowers, man. To be honest, man, I don't know if you – I did videos before. Like you said, you was retiring. So I don't know how serious you are now, but if that's the case,
I'm
going to get
Black,
flowers,
Black, man. Black, listen. I listen to the
–
at this point in my life, I listen to the universe when it tell me. The shit I said to Hustle, the universe told me to say it. It got me at this moment. Like, so therefore, it's telling me, put my sword down. I got something else for you. And I just told Three Letter Man, I said, I'm about to be the richest one of us, period, no exceptions. Watch how this works. Nobody ever listens. They don't listen. They ignore warning. I'm about to be the richest one of us out of everybody, no exceptions. And guess what's about to happen? I'm burning y'all asses. I tell you, that's a fact. Listen, I'm not going to be a humble rich. Hold on, listen. Hold on. Let me tell y'all now. I'm not going to be a humble rich nigga. No, the fuck I'm not. Because guess what? Any one of you rap niggas that ever played with me, I'm burning your ass. I'm telling you for a fact. I can do it now, but I'm just going to wait till I'm so far up. Then I'm going to really kick you in your dick. That's what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to show you what happens when you challenge God's work, nigga. Yeah, you challenge God's work, nigga. You don't push away God's hand. Look, I was selected, motherfucker. I don't call these niggas for work. My phone ring all the goddamn time. You think I couldn't have did Double Impact? Yes, I could have. I could have gone on stage every goddamn month. Y'all could have said, fuck me, every month. I could have ran up $200,000 a year if I wanted to. if I wanted to. Yeah, but I chose not to because my heart is somewhere else, and I got to go make this other money. I got to get rich. This other shit ain't about. I got to get rich. So I got to leave that to the guys that's trying to get their coins or their pennies. But this is a jewel I'm going to leave with y'all. Rappers, be different. The nigga who sticks out and be different gets the most. It's proven. What y'all new niggas don't do is go watch the history and the game tapes. Anytime somebody was different, he was successful. Anytime somebody was different, he was the biggest nigga. When Lux came on stage in a tweet in the casket, guess what happened to that? Viral moment. Jay-Z tweets it because he was different. He challenged the theory and said, I'm going to be different here. I'm going to be different. When you're different, you succeed. Silly motherfucker.
Black, give me your top five bird battles for you, of all time, for you.
Off the top, damn. Let me see what I can do in 10 seconds. Of course, Angel Dust. That's B joint. That's what got it really lit. I like Ava versus Lux for personal reasons. This may not be up there for y'all, but that was one of my dream matches. Ava versus Hitman.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Hold on. We're going to stop this right now. The reason why they don't want to say for personal reasons is because Verb didn't get killed. Let's start this.
No, we're not doing that. I'm going to tell you why we're going to do that.
You got your preference. But guess what? If I would have died, it would have been a great show for you motherfuckers. But since I did not die, it's not bad. Because I didn't die. Okay, guess what? Nobody ever says Beloved didn't have a third round. Nobody ever says that. Nobody says that. They just be quiet.
I mean, I said he had half of a third.
Huh?
He had half of a third.
Okay, guess what? Look what you said. You said, guess what? He had a half of a third. I had three of them.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing?
We did review the battle, though, so... Yeah, we did review the battle. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I had three of them.
I reviewed every second of it. Hold on, and
guess what? Every second of the night, I went up every second. Every second, I went up. Every second. But see, guess what?
The Hitman joint, SV, Lux, Goods joint. What else? Well, I'll pick the last one. SV already? Hollow? Yeah,
he's SG.
The hollow joint. Yeah, the
master. Let me ask you a question. Were you disappointed when you were Surf?
Was I what?
Were you disappointed
you said,
the way you and Surf panned out, though, in Guerrilla Warfare?
No, he didn't finish his shit. What the fuck has to do with me?
I'm just saying, though, you and Surf, it's supposed to be a battle me and Black should still be talking about. And I can't speak for Black. I'll speak for myself. I feel that's a battle that we should still be talking about.
Hey, look, I only can do my side of the street. If I show up to fight and he don't, what you want me to do? All right, cool. So what? I'm not taking responsibility for nobody else not doing what they're supposed to do. The fuck? I'm not. You don't got nothing to do with me. I showed up and did my job.
Did you think you stood a chance when Diddy put the breadth of 10 stacks up in the second round against Rex? Did you think you stood a chance at all?
Oh, here we go. You didn't have a start.
No. After they start booing me, no. Because
you won the first round.
Because the first round.
You're 1-0.
No, yeah, the first round, it was all up to it. As soon as Diddy said, I got this 10, fuck Verb, shit, it was down to that. You know what I'm saying? Down to that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, but I'm not mad at it because I needed that too. I needed to understand, boy, there ain't no love out here. So fight harder. I bet I'm gonna fight harder. So when you
were you trying to mind fuck Charlie Clips? Were you trying to bully Charlie Clips or Summer Madness one? Before the battle,
I wasn't trying to bully him. Nah. He said something fly. I said something fly back. Okay, what you want to do about it? See what y'all don't know about me? That's my next line with everything. So what you want to do about it? at all times. Like, all right, so what you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? And then it's on you what happened after that. I asked you. I invited you to the party. What you want to do about it? I've asked a lot of y'all favorite rap niggas, hey, so what you want to do about it? I pulled a lot of niggas to the side, and I ain't going to front on them because I ain't no nigga to do it. Hey, bro, come here. Let me rap with you. What you want to do about it? Oh, nothing? Oh, okay, cool. Just show some more respect. My bad. I thought you was on something you wasn't. Ho-ass niggas. Quit playing with me, bro. Yeah, because guess what? If I start letting out that information, a lot of niggas ain't going to be getting booked no more. If I start saying, hey, you remember, hey, tell them what happened when I checked you and I pulled your ass to the side in the hotel and I said, hey, what you said to me? What you said on camera? And I backed you in the corner. What you said on camera? Oh, nothing? Oh, okay, cool. That's what I thought. Man, y'all better stop playing with me. I live my shit militant. If you say something, like, if you feel a way, I'm going to ask you when I see you. Hey, what you feel like? What you feel like? How you feel about me? Oh, all right. Nothing? Oh, okay, cool. What the fuck?
I don't even walk around.
Everybody know me, bro. I don't even walk around and be tripping with niggas. I don't. But if you get fly, I'm gonna catch you. And I'm gonna say, hey, bro, how did you feel about me? Anything you want to say to me, right quick? Come on, let's walk down the street. So won't nobody know. We'll just walk down the block right here, just in case anything go wrong and you won't get fronted on or nothing like that. So how you gonna do this?
When Sway was calling you out for years and you were declining to battle him, Verb, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, why the fuck is it Verb battling Sway? Like, you put Sway on ice, you got Sway on ice for a long time and everything. Going into that battle, did you, because Sway kept it 100 after the battle. I remember Sway saying he lost that battle. Were you shocked with the fashion that you won? In the fashion you won?
No. No.
I was, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I was, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd be lying to you.
Y'all have always, it's always some new nigga that comes to the
that,
game
Verb.
And y'all like, he's going to be Verb. He's the guy. Verb scared of him. I can name 4 or 5 niggas y'all did me like that with. Oh, Verb scared
let's
of him.
Let's go.
What?
Let's go.
A lot of the kings, they deal with that. A lot of the kings deal with that.
Deal with what?
Oh, here's the next guy. You can't beat him.
Yeah, but then guess what? When y'all gas them up and then they come see us, y'all just stop talking about it. Like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, so what the fuck are we? What y'all doing that for? What's the point of charging them? Just because, like, okay, like right now, a nigga told me, I think Jake Paul gonna beat Floyd. Now damn near blocked your number. So you mean to tell me a motherfucking YouTuber? Hold on. This is what frustrates me. Right. Some people just say dumbass shit just to hope for a nigga's demise. How the fuck can you say a YouTuber who doesn't, he's not a professional boxer, he just trains like a boxer, is going to beat a nigga that has put down 48 niggas, and an MMA fight? What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? Trained assassin fighters could not put him down. So a YouTuber's going to do it? Y'all just say anything. Don't fucking make sense. Like when the new guys come in, y'all like them. We know what they lack. That's why, guess what I do? I'm going to tell y'all a secret I used to do. As soon as y'all said that, line them up. Let me get them now before he figured out. Let me get them now. Because when a nigga figured out, oh, it's a whole other monster. Come on, yeah, suit them up. I'll take them. Sure will. Yep, let's go. Let me figure it before he figured out.
Is that how you felt about twerk?
Because once he figured out.
Is that how you felt about twerk?
Huh?
Is that how you felt about twerk?
I knew they both were skilled, though, but. Not enough for me to, at that time, not enough for me to be, like, dominated. No. And that was my 9th, 10th seasons and shit like that. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Come on with it. And guess what? I took B-Dot in L.A. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all not like me. Nobody even wanted to pull up in St. Louis and deal with me. Like, nobody. Like, y'all not like me. I come to y'all backyard. I pull up in y'all damn, on y'all street with it. What's up? What we doing? I'm the only one that'll do that type of shit. Me. Nobody was
Black.
Willing to come to St. Louis. Who the last nigga? Huh?
Cortez, right?
I'm here.
Nobody wanted to come to St. Louis
with
Cortez. They were just like, nah.
Black, where do you rank his material against Cortez in St. Louis?
It's really good. That's the double back with the camera, right? It's fire.
Yeah, but guess what, though? hey, fellas.
Yo,
yeah, okay, guess what? Hey, fellas, guess what? Look, man, I don't play no game.
Arsenal, Red, I think all of them. Right? Okay, whatever. That don't, yeah, whatever. But guess what? I'm also a realist, and I'm going to tell y'all, it wouldn't have mattered in St. Louis anyway. Black, you could have wrote my shit. I'd have said it like that, and it would have won, too. What the fuck you mean? I'm at home. It's just the fact when I'm at home, I got to go harder because I got to protect the ground out here. But ain't nobody came out here and took nothing from me out here. So that's what's brilliant. You can't take nothing from me out here. I'm not on my street, nigga. I done pulled up on nigga's street and took from there. Ain't nobody pulled up here and took from me.
Shout out to LTR Podcast again. They said 84% of your battles were on the road. That was a stat they put out there this day. I saw IG. Shout out to Fonz and them.
Yeah, and I go anywhere. I go anywhere with it. Oh, that's how y'all feel? Bet I'll be there.
Yep. I go.
Why not? But that's what makes you a maniac in the mind. That's what makes you, like, a brilliant. Because you learn how to adapt fast to every single thing around you. Let me adapt. Quickly. If you're mad, nobody's going to be more mad than me, but I wasn't even mad, if that makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah, nobody's going to be more mad than me. So, I mean, no. That was his moment. Everybody in battle rap gets a time with stars aligned for every single person in battle rap. Everybody's going to get a turn. Everybody's going to get a turn. If you keep your heart the way it's supposed to be, you're going to get a turn where the lights are on you. Yes, you will. Everybody gets a turn. And look, I don't trip off a judge battle. A man can't judge me. I'm a god. A man can't judge me. Mortal man is not going to process my thought. No, they not. So guess what? No, you can't process my thought pattern. No, the waves is too high. So I don't expect you to get it. So I don't trip off a judge battle at all. Who judging me?
Nobody. Me, Black.
Yeah, nobody can. Listen. Hey, listen. I'm talking about, okay, but see, that's an opinion. I'm talking about when you're talking about judge
right,
in the room
right,
or
right.
People that are judge.
Yeah, that's okay. Judge.
An opinion is warranted. Opinion is more than okay because everybody gets an opinion on every single thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing. But can a human being judge me? Can no votes? I ain't never won votes on any poll besides Mook. That was it. So, I mean, you got to think. If votes determine me, I wouldn't be on the phone with y'all right now. Go back to them Rap Grid polls that's on Twitter. You'll see. No. I don't win predictions or After Effects, no matter what I do. But it didn't change the fact. I was like, shit, fuck y'all, suck my dick.
What material do you like more? Your material against Mook or your material against Lux?
Two different fights. When I took Mook, it wasn't enough to go off of. So only thing I wanted to do with Mook, I was like, let me just slow the nigga down off the jump. I just need to slow him down. That's it, because I don't know what I'm going to walk into because there wasn't enough material on Mook to judge him or to say his tendencies or what he liked. You don't know. So I'm like, okay, first thing, slow him down. Let me just slow the speed down. That was the most important round to me was the first. Let me slow this bitch down. That's all I wanted to do, slow it down. Because I know I'm in a hostile environment. Let's take some of the gas out there. Just slow it down. I can fight the rest of the night, but let's just slow it down. Now, with me and Lux, I love the Lux material because it's like I was saying a lot of jewels, and it was a lot of cold shit getting displayed. I had room rockers every round. So I don't compare. I don't even remember half it. Bro, if y'all told me right now I got 5,000 to wrap my shit with, I don't remember. I should go. I don't know. Why the fuck would I remember that shit?
Let me ask you this. Personal question, me and Black are here with you, man. Some real bad rap talk. Let me see if I can word this right. With the Showtime.
No, word it wrong. Word it wrong. Word it wrong.
No, I feel like you didn't have fun doing the Showtime anymore.
Well, nobody's there, number one. So it's like, that's a crowd participation type thing.
Okay.
Nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
The last time you heard it in a building erupt was with Lux when it's a packed building. That's a participation thing. I don't expect my peers to say that with me or people around. They don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with them. I don't need y'all help.
shit, it is what it is. I got it. I'll get it done. They're not gonna say they're not gonna fuel that. No. Huh?
Verb, are you telling me in black right now that you're not gonna have the itch to want to battle at all?
I don't itch, nigga. This shit is a headache. What you talking about? Itch? I don't give a. You know how peaceful I am right now. What?
This nigga.
Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know what it feel like when the deposit hit. Bing. It was a big deposit. Oh yeah. All right. We up. But then your brain has to think about another nigga every fucking day until you have to go on stage. Man, I don't give a fuck about niggas. What the fuck? I got to think about him every day. I got to rap, say his name, think about his face. I'm going to fuck that. Fuck that shit. Hell no. Get on the plane and be, can't even sleep good, going through this shit in my mind. This shit never turns off. Man, fuck no. Hell fucking no. No, I do not. Hell no.
Black, any last words here, man, before we wrap it up here? You know, I don't know what to say. It's kind of weird. You've been watching this man for how many years, Black? You know what I mean?
He's one of my first favorites. It's him and Lux. Y'all know the story, man. It's just...
And guess what, Black? You remember when you started blogging? I said, hey, man, he's going to be great. Because what he was doing was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Thank you.
Like, he was doing his... And guess what? Let me show y'all something else. What Black was doing was different. And this just goes to the blogger guys. Hey, guys, what Black was doing was different. And then he's in this position. You see what the difference is?
You have
to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Dickhead, you can't be the same guy. You do the same thing. Like, when you look at Three Letter, look, nobody asks better questions than Three Letter. Nobody asks better questions. Nobody knows every single detail more than dude. So that means he's different. So guess what, bloggers? When y'all niggas just pick up a camera and make money out spitting on niggas and shit like that, like, where you going to go? Y'all was clapping for Ben Swayze. Didn't he just get somebody 30 years? Man, y'all better shut the fuck up talking to me. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, boy.
We ain't old boy and shit. So guess what? That culture, every time he spit on Verb for no reason. Oh, fuck Verb. But anytime, any of that kind of shit, they clicked it because they wanted to watch it. Let's see him. Let's hear him say fuck. But guess what? Why didn't he tell y'all that he got a nigga 30 years out of his goddamn life gone? See, that's the problem with this culture. I'm talking to the fans. Y'all a clap for anybody to pick up a camera. And you find out niggas complete weirdo. Where is DMV wrong? Where is he? Niggas be straight weirdos, and y'all nod y'all head and say, "Yeah, I like him." What the? You don't even fucking know him. Pedophiles, niggas are creeps. Niggas are, and y'all, they pick up a camera and he gets all these subscribers and everybody supporting what he's doing, buying his shirts. These niggas are fucking weirdos. Yeah, I said it. What's up?
Verb,
anything else? You know
what's your legacy, man? Before that, what's your legacy?
No, I want to go back to 30 years, Three Letter. I don't want to know.
Oh, God,
whose man is this?
Come on, man.
Whose man is this?
Come on, man.
Let's not celebrate it. We passed that. Let's burn the block down while I'm here. So 30 years? Nobody. So where are the bloggers on that? You know what? You know what's so crazy? Let me tell y'all something. And this is something Black told me before. I said, hey, Black, they don't ever – where's the blogs about – being great. Black told me, oh, Verb, you know it's always bad if you lose. What the fuck? Okay, cool. So let's do this. Why didn't the whole culture, like, okay, guess what? Verb loses to Miss Hustle in a room, and everybody got a blog. A blogger gives a nigga 30 years of his life, and it's quiet time? Boy, y'all
it's not quiet time. Listen. Ben are cool. I reached out to Ben. I don't know this. I don't know the full situation of that story, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the full story about that.
You know what? Y'all always play this old, oh, I'm not sure. Y'all don't be sure about shit. Hold on. Y'all always play this,
oh, I'm not sure, so I'm not going to speak on it. You motherfuckers ain't sure about what I said on stage. Y'all watch it one time and then get on the camera. Y'all ain't sure. Y'all don't go back and say, let me make sure before I say this. No, the fuck y'all don't. Y'all pick the camera up and say whatever the fuck you want to say. So where is that shit? The culture is lopsided. It's lopsided because you pick what you want to destroy.
No, Verb, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
If it's an allegation of a nigga giving a nigga 30 years, don't nobody allegate like that. That's a big-ass allegation. That's a big allegation. Where's the smoke?
I think he got a lot of smoke online. I see a lot of smoke.
No, now I'm turned up. Now I'm with the bullshit. Okay, guess what? When your favorite rappers are getting caught in all kind of little scandals and sex problems and shit like that, y'all don't blog on that shit. It's quiet.
Black, where you at?
Yeah, that's right. Black left your
ass. But hold on. For me, though, I leave all the drama alone, though. We know that already. I don't really.
Somebody can tell me something, because some of y'all fans are 99.9%
of my content is like the battle.
No. Some of these bloggers can't wait for something to go wrong so they can pick up their puss ass.
You're talking to two boring niggas, though, Verb. We don't be on that type of time, man. You talking to two niggas that just keep it strictly on the bars, man. We don't really, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's perfectly fine. And that's great.
You know how black give it
no,
up.
No.
I'm not on that type of time.
Yeah. Okay, well, guess what? So who's going to charge up the niggas who are on that type of time then? Nobody.
I understand your gripe because somebody was coming at you sideways. So I understand your gripe. I understand it.
And guess what? I don't even know the nigga. I only see him in person. Hey, look, this nigga made money. Look, because we can all agree. I'm not being a dick. You tag my name in some negative shit, it's going to sell. People are going to click it. Yes, they are. Of course they are.
Of course.
This man made a whole career. Of course, yeah. This man made a career out of slandering me. I only see him in person one time. I don't know who the fuck this man is. Somebody clicking that shit.
My God.
That negative ass culture. Somebody, I don't even know the man. So all you gotta do. So now it's so easy. So let me give anybody some game. If you ain't shit in your real life and you work a bullshit job and don't nobody speak to you, just go get you a camera. Whatever you gotta do, go buy you a camera. Set that bitch up on a tripod. Disrespect some battle rappers, and guess what? You can start making YouTube money. And once you get YouTube money, then you can be cool. And people might ask you for a picture. That's how this works. So if you ain't shit, okay, just pick up a camera. Simple.
Right, what are we doing, man? What are we doing here, man? So let me ask you this. Hold on, Bert. So mm-hmm. I guess all these other battles that could be lined up, Suge wanted you to battle mm-hmm. him, this person wanted to battle you, those are done? No more conversations about those?
Listen, man, everybody that's begging to battle me was disrespecting me. Everybody. That don't even make sense. You need me. Y'all need me. I don't need y'all. That's why I can walk right now. That's why I'm walking, because I don't need anybody. I don't need anything. What the fuck? I don't need anyone. Yeah, I'm past that part. So, no. Why? No. Can your girl disrespect fuck out of you and then tell you she need a $2,000 purse? No. I won't be helping no niggas buy tennis shoes and shit, buddy. Fuck yeah, do your thing, get your way out. I'm out. I don't want nothing to do with that shit.
Wow, so no more seeing Verb battling. That don't even sound remotely. I don't know. That's really something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna see my nigga battle no more.
I got other shit that I'm gonna be doing. That you're gonna be seeing a lot of. I told you I'm about to be the richest one. Remember, I said that again. Remember, and I'm telling you, I'm burning niggas. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be cool. I'm not going to be merciful. And I'm not going to be forgiving. I'm telling you that for a fact. I'm not that type of nigga at all.
Still going to do your IG things with the ladies?
All right, that's just one hustle. Listen, I can close a deal on that right now and make more money than, oh, my God, like a lot of motherfuckers. I brought the show to Caffeine. Mm. I brought it to them first. Yeah. But guess what, guys?
I got real people shit to do now. Because I don't got to go write no raps or think about no goddamn battle rap. So I get to think. You know what I'm saying? I might go get high and get my dick sucked the rest of the night. Because I can. Because I can. Mm. And guess what? I'm gonna pay her to suck my dick. Because guess what? I don't want you to say you gave me shit, bitch. I'm going to give you something. What do you want? I don't take gifts.
This
thing is crazy. All right, so it was always wonderful talking to y'all. I will be seeing y'all in passing for a fact, you know, because I'm sure I might come around and watch the ants fight.
You know, we got
another
love for you, man.
You never know.
You're one of the gods of this shit. One of the goats of Mount Rushmore. First battle Hall of Fame,
was,
man. We appreciate everything.
Was.
You know what I mean?
Let's keep this straight. Was. We're not going to speak in past tense. Was. All right? And we're not going to speak in present. We're going to speak was. Yes.
Was. Okay.
Mike Tyson was one of the greatest fighters in the world. Yes, he was. So I was that. Now I do other things. I am an actor. I have other things moving.
Wow. Black, I appreciate you, King.
Hold on. Real fast. Since you're not a battle rapper. My last question. What about commentary? You see how everybody shit on you. What if you were to do what I do? You kick my plate for a day. And battle.
Oh, well, listen. Listen, Black. Now, hold on. Now, wait a minute, Black. Now, commentary? Oh, yes. Now, listen, fellas, I'm going to tell you. If I ever decide to start doing commentary, oh, you bitches going to
be
crying. And y'all know I'm on everything else. I don't care how mad you get. I don't give a fuck how mad you get. I said what the fuck I said. What's up? I put on a suit and go say, yep, sure will. Well, hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, let me tell you what I thought. I thought he wasn't shit. Fuck him. How about that?
Listen, man.
We got something with these days. We can work something out. I got you.
Yeah, like, no, it's a...
At least for one sitting.
Oh.
That'll
listen.
Be fire.
Listen. Hey, listen. One sitting will be great. Matter of fact, do I need to fly out to L.A. tomorrow? Because I will. And I will sit there in one sitting. They ain't shit. Fuck them both. And I'm in the same building with y'all. Y'all know where I'm at with. I'm right across the hall, fellas, if y'all feel any kind of way. Yeah, I said he wasn't shit. What's up? I said exactly what the fuck I said. Yes, I did.
All right.
Matter of fact, hey, you know what? I got you, motherfucker. I know how to do this. Here we go. Listen. In my spare time, I'm going to start commentating. And guess what, guys? Jay Black set y'all up, because I wasn't even thinking about that. But, boy, shit, it's up, though. You hear me? Like, what? He ain't shit. Look at him. His hair ain't even cut. Who the fuck's going to believe you, dummy? Get your silly ass out of here. Boy, you ain't going to pop nothing. If I handed you a pistol, you wouldn't load this motherfucker right now. But guess what? All the niggas that talk the most gangster shit, them niggas ain't gangster. All the niggas who don't talk about it, them the niggas that been through the most. Load this motherfucker. See, look, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start walking around with a pistol and say, hey, load this bitch. Load it up right here. Show me. Show me you can load this motherfucker right now. Bitch, you ain't loading this motherfucker because you don't shut the fuck up talking to me. Oh, yeah. Evil commentating is coming soon.
Oh, boy.
I'm on y'all ass. Oh, I'm on y'all ass. Jay Black just charged me up. He told me to do it.
He just charged you up?
Oh, it's up there.
He got you lit.
It's up there.
I got you lit.
What? Boy, fuck y'all. Y'all know what's up with me. Fuck him.
You should do
fuck
that,
him
though.
Too. Y'all know where I'm at with it. Fuck
you
them
verb,
both.
You verb and surf, that'll be nice. Black verb and surf, I would like to see that commentary. That would be very interesting.
Fuck both girls, fuck both niggas. I don't give a fuck about either. Y'all can be political and say, well, I thought he was crazy. I didn't think he wasn't shit. Fuck him. What's up? And I'm right across the hall. Ain't nobody left. He ain't shit. What's up? What's next? Who the next guy got? Well, hey, Verb, who do you have on this prediction coming up? Neither? Fuck them both. They both ain't shit. What's
up? God.
Hey, look, my suit ain't gonna have no time on it either. Collar gonna be all popped and crooked and shit. Like, yeah, what's up? I ain't here for that shit. Fuck them both. Fuck them all. I might randomly just bust out and say, smack ain't shit either. Smack didn't even rap. I don't give a fuck.
I thought he did.
I think your gift goes back.
Ain't shit in this motherfucker. Everybody ain't shit in this motherfucker. What round you talking about, Black? What you mean that round was good? What did he t- what did he say, Black? Well, I said, well, you know, I he said some good shit. What did he say? I have to go back and remember. So what the fuck are you talking about then, Black? You don't even remember what the fuck he said. Hey, Black, if you go in a room, if you go in a room and get your dick sucked by three different bitches, you ain't gonna remember who had the best head? Black, stop playing with me. That shit was trash. Just stay with me, Black. It was trash. It was trash. All right, cool. What's up next?
Merv, I got 50 seconds. We gotta go. Merv, we appreciate you, King. 50 seconds. And Merv is a GOAT. Brother, I appreciate you, man. You know the vibes, brother.
Appreciate it. I'm out. See you later.
My guy, man. Shout out to King Merv, man. I know the vibes.